into the ticket audio vault.
Let's open up the audio vault. It's hermetically sealed, and of course, we drain all the oxygen out of it after we close that door because we want to preserve this audio. The ticket's been around for 16 years. We got a lot of classic audio that must be protected. Well, I take your request at gordon@gordonkeith.com is my email address, and a lot of people email in and they want to hear old bits. Well, I've selected a fake Grego bit this time. Fake Grego is my favorite character of all time up here at the ticket. It was very loosely based on the guy who used to work here. The character, the fake character, took on a life of its own and got bigger than life. This is a fake Grego bit that I don't even remember recording.
Really?
Yeah. I'm estimating this is from about the year 2000.
99.
Okay. And we've done fake Grego in all kinds of scenarios. A security guard, doing a personal ads.
Spelling bee.
Program director. We put him in every kind of scenario. This is Grego doing like a Love Lines kind of show. Okay?
Okay.
And to me, this is an interesting fake Grego thing because it's not as quite as full, over-the-top, yelling, screaming, Tasmanian devil-y. It's got a lot of really awkward pauses in it and a lot of tension in it. So here is, presented for the first time since 1999, fake Grego Love Lines.
All right. Welcome back to the Ticket Love Line, the show that allows you to give all the intimate details of your love life. I'm your host, Sweet Grego. Give us a call. Let me hear from you. It's 214-RGW-LOVE, L-O-V-E, RGW-LOVE. Or you can give us a call at the wireless call at start to pound it at 1310. All right. Let's go to the phones. Sherry and Grapevine, you're on the ticket with Sweet Grego. What's up, whore?
Hi, this is Sherry, and first of all, don't call me a whore.
I can call you whatever I want, whore.
Well, can I give you my problem?
All right, first of all, are you fat?
Fat?
Yeah, are you fat?
I'm not fat. I'm not real, real skinny.
That means you're fat.
Well, I'm height-weight proportionate. That's what you mean.
F-A-P, fat. What's your problem, Piggy?
Well, me and my boyfriend, we just can't communicate.
Oh, you can't communicate, can you? Well, do what I do and use a lot of country witticism. Sweet Grego, out. All right. We're going to go back to the phones now. We got
never left.
Ginger on the line. No way. No Ginger. Expo, hang up. Hang up on her.
That's right.
No Ginger's on the Sweet Grego show. Give us a call, 214-RGW-LOVE. RGW-LOVE. All right. Let's go back to the phones now. Let's go to Julie and Addison. You're on the ticket love line with Sweet Grego. What's up, Sweet Pants?
Hi, this is Julie.
Hey, Julie.
Hey. Well, I just can't seem to meet nice guys, you know?
How big are your boobs?
Well, I don't think that's any of your business. Well.
How big are your boobs?
Well, I'm just not going to talk about that. Now, this is my problem. You know, I just go to these bars, and I just, you know, I meet
boobs.
All these sleazy guys. I can't seem to meet any nice guys.
How big are they? Got some melons there?
I'm very offended. Can't you just answer my question?
How big are your boobs?
That's irrelevant.
Like apples? Right. How big are they? Let me hear from you. Alright, she hung up on it. Alright, Grego Love Line in full force here. Give us a call. 1-214.
Wow.
Man.
What a classic piece of audio that is.
Not heard in 12 years.
In 12 years. And like I said, I've only vaguely remember even recording that. I didn't remember it at all when Jer first started playing it for
back
me.
Back when Dead Air Humor was really big on the station.
Dead Air Humor. I love Dead Air Humor. So we're closing the audio vault, the classic audio vault, for another week. But if you have a request that you'd like to hear from the Ticket Archives, email me, Gordon@GordonKeith.com, and we'll see if we can get it on the air for you.
8:49 on the ticket. We'll